let your blessing, blessing, bless over your family, blessing, blessing, slowly them. The Lord of Sabbath is good to me. Ah, oh yeah, oh yes, it's good to me. Oh yeah, oh God of miracle, ba 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 ba, oh Lord of miracle, ba ba ba. Lord of miracle, ba 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 ba, oh Lord of miracle, ba ba ba. May I no go suffer. I don't go beg for bread. To me, I don't go somewhere. Are you sure? I don't go beg. Oh yeah, Lord of miracle, my papa. Oh, Lord of miracle, my papa. Oh, Lord of miracle, my papa. Oh, Lord of miracle, my papa. God of miracle, my papa, oh, God of miracle, my papa, oh, God of miracle, papa, oh, God of miracle. I am a father, he will never, never fail me. I am a father, he will never, never fail me. Jesus is my father, he will never, never fail me. Rock of ages, never, never fail. I am a father, he will never, never fail me. I am a father, he will never, never fail. Are you sure? Jesus is my father, he will never, never fail me. Rock of ages, never, never fail. Oh Lord, I am very, very grateful. Hey. For all you have done for me. Oh Lord, I am very, very grateful. I say thank you, Jesus. Oh yeah, oh Lord, I am very, very grateful. Oh Lord, I am very, very grateful. Ah, oh Lord, I am very, very grateful. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. I am a father, he will never, never fail you. I am a father, he will never, never fail you. Jesus is my father, he will never, never fail you. Lord of ages, never, never fail you. Ah, oh Lord, I am very, very grateful. For you have done for me. Oh Lord, I am very, very grateful. And I say thank you, Jesus. Oh yeah, to you be all the glory. To you be all the honor. To you be all the glory. And adoration forevermore. Oh yeah, to you be all the glory. To you, be all the honor. Oh yeah, Baba, be all the glory. And adoration forevermore. The Lord of Sabbath is good to me. Oh yes, it's good to me. The Lord of Sabbath is good to me. Are you sure? Oh, yes, he's good. Oh, yeah, let us pray to you about blessing, 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 hey, blessing, blessing for the day. The Lord of Sabbath is good to me. Oh, yes, he's good to me. Oh, yeah, angels are singing, you are worthy, oh Lord. Hey, you are worthy. I'm singing, you are worthy, oh Lord, you are worthy, Lord, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy, Lord, you are worthy, Lord, my body, you are worthy, Lord, El Shaddai, you are worthy, Lord, you are worthy, Lord, you are worthy, Lord, El Shaddai, you are worthy, Lord, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Daddy God, you are worthy, Lord. Worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Shaddai. Oh, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. I deny. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. El Shaddai. Oh, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, 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 you are the Lord. Hallelujah. Unquestionable, you are. It's only the living that can praise the Lord. Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, 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 you are the Lord. The Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with anyone. Almighty God, that is your name. You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with anyone. Almighty God, that is your name. Only you will I praise. Only you will I praise. I am one and God. Only you will I praise. Ah, only you will I praise. I am God and God. Only you will I praise. Will I praise? Will I praise? Only you will I praise. I am one and God. Only you will I praise. Lift up a voice. Only you will I praise. I am God. Only you will I praise. Only you will I praise. I am God. Only you will I praise. Ah, only you will I praise. Oh, yeah, glory be to the Lord in the highest. Hallelujah. Mommy, glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Everybody shout hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. For 2020, oh, hallelujah. For Corona, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory be to the Lord in the highest. Hallelujah, everybody shout hallelujah, hallelujah. For protection, hallelujah. For provision, hallelujah. For his mercy, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Just wave your hand and lift your worship. Father, to you be all the glory, Lord. Lift him all, just worship him. Oh, yes, Lord, in your language, begin to worship the King of Kings. In your language, show appreciation to the Lord. Ah, open your mouth and begin worshiping from the depth of your heart. It's only the living that survived that can praise the Lord. Open your mouth and begin to set up the good of heaven. Sing any song in your language. Father, we worship your majesty. Ah, that kabababababababa reke tete. Sutane brasota reke jebo. Maruse kete liba jebo. Open your mouth and begin. Ah. And you shall love me by your womb. In your language, sing any song. And you shall love me by your womb. And you shall la sorrow matter so. Hey, Yakababa. La sorrow matter so. Awi my own. Ah, lift up the voice one more time. And you shall love me by your womb. Ah, Kabesi, Baba, Kabesi. And you shall love me by your show. Ah, hold on. And you shall la sorrow matter so. Hey. sorrow matter say oh ah we my God. Just wave your hand up and say the Lord make God one a share lori aya lori omo lori ebi o ni gbogbo ona o e se o baba o ah in your language you get this up ni gbogbo ona e ma se o ah oluwa se o ni gbogbo ona e se o in your language you get this up like talaba my na oluwa o wa ka baba talaba ma gbega o talaba my because of our trouble you open your mouth and say one more time. Tanaba my hey, Tanaba my brother, Tanaba my you. If you show my tongue, why you? Ah, who's like unto thee? Oh, Lord, who is like unto thee? Just worship it to me. Oh, Lord, I'm under God's. Who is like me? Ah, you are glorious in holiness and fearful in business. Others too. He wonders, hallelujah. Father in heaven, I will love you. Ah, just push it up. We lift your name in all the earth. Hey, may your kingdom be established in our praises. As your people, we declare your mighty words. Blessed be the Lord, God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord, God Almighty. Holy Spirit, have your words right. Yeah, come on. God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord, God Almighty, who reigns forever, who reigns forever. You are my Lord, you are my Lord. You are the eyes that used to see. You are the key that opens the door. You are the owner of my soul. The bush of bullets I never consume. What shall I render to you, O Lord? I will follow and worship your name. You are my Lord. Are you? You are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are the eyes that you. My soul. The book of bullets I never consume. What shall I render to you, O Lord? I will bow down and worship your name. You are my Lord. Better than any man, it's worthy to be praised. From the depth of the head of worship, Lord. Oh, do my head in the power. Baba, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I decree to your life tonight in this commandment service. The month of November, have been declared by the Lord as a month of divine surprise. In the name that is above every name, listen very carefully. I'm about to decree what is going to happen to you this month. I prophesy to your life, because you have worshipped the Lord tonight, in the name that is above every name, by 31st of December 2020, you and your family, you shall be dancing for joy. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, in the name that is above every name, this remaining days of this year, no evil shall befall you and your family in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, whether the enemy like it or not, in the name that is above every name, anyone under the sound of my voice that the enemy has tied down, I declare your release tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray for you tonight in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of disappointment that I've been fighting you from January, from February, up to October 2020. Hear the word of the Lord. This is November. The arrow shall go back to sender. In the mighty name of Jesus, every marriage under turbulence, God will restore the marriage. Every house under turbulence, God will be Christian. In the name of Jesus, anyone here tonight or your family over and abroad that have been marked for death this year, he said, from now henceforth, let no power touch me, for I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. Any evil mark upon somebody's life, hear the word of the Lord, the mark has been erased by the power and the blood of Jesus. Anyone here that have been experiencing delay, tonight, God will fight for you. The Lord will fight for you. The Lord will fight for you. The Lord will fight for you. In the name of Jesus, in this month of November, everyone that thought you will end in shame, they shall be put to shame. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, every bad news that the enemy has prepared for you and your family, if your heaven is loud, it is canceled tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is canceled. It is canceled. It is canceled. It is canceled. In the name of Jesus, there are three things that must happen to you this month. Again, thank you, Jesus. I don't know the kind of family I'm talking about tonight, but I decree and I declare, as the Lord liveth, your family will enjoy peace this month. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will enjoy joy this month. In the name of Jesus, favor that no one has never experienced before. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Job chapter 42 verse 10, it says, Job, God turned again the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. I am praying for you tonight, including you and myself. Everything the enemy has stolen from us, from January to now, whether you know about it or not, receive them back tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive it, 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 in the name of Jesus. Pray for somebody here. Every mobile course that is pursuing from one house to the other. Every mobile course pursuing from one house to the other. Every mobile course from one job to the other. If your heaven is loud, the God, because it's broken tonight. It's broken tonight. It's broken tonight. It's broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. Anyone here tonight that is believing God for divine help, I will say, God, where will my story change? I have that information from you. In this month of divine surprise, in the mighty name of Jesus, destiny helper will locate you in the name of Jesus. Within now and the next 72 hours, I decree and I declare, I command somebody to be a blessing unto you that will change your story for good. In the mighty name of Jesus, everyone here believing God for divine marriage, in this month of November, you will meet your divine partner. That person that will make you joyful, receive the person this much. In the mighty name of Jesus, I don't know how the meeting will come out, but I know one thing for sure. The day Samuel saw David, his life never remained the same. I pray for somebody here. You are believing God for your own partner, or you are standing in the gap for your own children. In the name of Jesus, their Samuel will meet their David this much. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here.
You are believing God for fruit of the womb. You have been praying and praying. You have been fasting and fasting. In this month of November, people shall see the glory of God in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will see the glory of God in your life. In the name of Jesus, there is somebody here tonight. You are believing God for a bigger and better job. In this month, he says it's the key that opens the door. I decree today, in Revelation chapter 3, the Bible says he owns the key of David. When he opened the door, nobody can shut it. When he shut the door, nobody can open it. I pray for that fellow that is believing God for a bigger and a better job. In the name that is above every name, God will open the door for you that nobody can shut again. In the name of Jesus, I see you moving from glory to glory, from strength to strength. In the name of Jesus, it doesn't matter what the economy is talking about. I see you moving forward. In the mighty name of Jesus, in this month of November, although they say that it's locked down, but God cannot be shut down. I decree today, in the name of Jesus, when the people are saying that's the casting down, you and I shall be saying shall be lifting up. In the mighty name of Jesus, this month, oh Lord, I pray for everyone. Your heart desire, the pain that you are going through, your agony, right now, the anointing that bring the yoke will give you story, a better story to tell. In the name of Jesus, I don't know how you started this year, but one thing I know, that God that we serve is the Alpha and the Omega. It's the beginning and the ending. You might start wrong. You might start rough. But I have a confidence in Lord. In what I'm serving, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Before the end of this year, your story will change to glory. In the name of Jesus. Although this month, this might be look so slow. But somebody here, I don't know who you are. You are about to sing a new song. You are about to sing a new song. You are about to sing a new song. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here. Every power from the pit of hell that has concluded that this year you will die, or they will bury anybody in your family. Whoever tried that, ever will silence them. In the mighty name of Jesus, nobody, I repeat, nobody will pay you a condolence visit. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here. You are believing God that God, when would I be fruitful? When will I multiply? You have been praying and you have been fasting. I stand today. He said, believe in the Lord, you will prosper. Believe in you shall be established. Believe in your prophet, you shall prosper. If you believe in God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I stand here to decree, by this time next year, carry your own baby in the name of Jesus. Anyone that is sick, receive your healing. Anyone that is weak, oh, you have been strengthened. In the name of Jesus, whatever the enemy has taken from your life, I see you recover all. Any evil dream waiting for later part of this year to manifest, I cancel the dream now in the name of Jesus. I have the word for somebody here. It doesn't matter what you are passing through. But one thing he say, a son said, who has the final say? Jehovah is one that has the final say. No matter what the power is doing, any power from the pit of hell that has concluded your case, in the name that is above all names, they will see you testifying in the mighty name of Jesus. This month, move from glory to glory, you shall be divinely surprised in the name of Jesus. Anyone here that has just about somebody who is dead in their family, that may pursue my spirit of death, hear the word of the Lord. I stand on the word of God that cannot be broken, that you shall not die. You shall not die. You shall not die. Any tragedy waiting for to happen in the remainders of this year, it will never come to our dwelling place. In the mighty name of Jesus, every of our children, the Lord will surprise them. The Lord will stand by them. The Lord will help them. The Lord will support them. In the mighty name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Begin to bless the name of the Lord for what God has done tonight. Begin to bless him. 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 Help yourself. Help yourself. Help yourself tonight. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The appointment with charges have been dredged. I've been broken. Open your mouth and pray. Begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. Begin to just thank God. Hold away my show. In the name of Jesus, no more sickness. You want any arrow of stagnancy has gone back to center. When they have tied you down, I see you released. Any power of the Father's house that is calling God in the day, but they are flying in the night against your life, they shall be wasted. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. Makas utala ba 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 ba. Raison de libra zo kezia. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Thank you that you receive the prophecy. Begin to claim it to your life. Until you claim it, you might not receive. You might not see it. You might receive it. You need to claim it. You need to swallow it to your spirit. That your story must change. In this month of November, people shall gather to celebrate you. In the name of Jesus, there shall be no death. There shall be no pain. No more agony. In the name of Jesus. And I pray for somebody here. Any agenda of darkness that say you will not reap the fruit of your labor over your children, I command them to die in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today, whoever is going through one turbulence in their marriage or the other, the peace of God shall rest upon their marriage in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray, anyone that is gathered together in order to talk you down, in order to relinquish your destiny, in order to mess your life up, heaven will silence them in the mighty name of Jesus. As they gather, they shall scatter in the mighty name of Jesus. This month, outstanding testimony, outstanding progress, outstanding celebrations shall be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. And I decree and I declare every impossible situation in your life shall become possible to the glory of the Lord in the name of Jesus. If you receive it, shout a seven powerful hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you. We give you all the glory and adoration. There is none like unto you. You are such a mighty God, the one that cannot change, unchangeable changer. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. Now, we want to pray some few prayer points. Because before we dig deep into what is called divine surprise. Beloved, God is in the business of surprising people. He has done it several times in the Bible. And I know that he will do it in your own too in Jesus' name. You might think all hope is lost. You might think, you are the wit end. You might think that, this pastor does not understand what I'm talking about. But I know one thing for sure. The Bible says, rejoice not over me, my enemy. When I fall, I shall rise again. I see somebody rising again in this month of divine surprise in the name of Jesus. Now turn into prayer. Say, my Father, in this month of November, Oluwa, surprise me. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, surprise me. Father, surprise me. Father, surprise me. Open your mouth. Aha! Pray. Tell God to surprise you in this very month. Oh, I cannot join it by myself, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, surprise me. Oh, surprise me. In my marriage, Father, surprise me. In my business, Father, surprise me. In my career, Father, surprise me. In my family, Father, surprise me. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Pray. In the name of Jesus, a divine surprise. Eternity. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians 3, 20. He said, I can do exceedingly, abundantly, above what I can think or imagine. So if you are thinking that, God, I need a child. God said, I can do exceedingly, abundantly, above what you can think or imagine. If you believe that God will, please, I need any man. He said, I can do exceedingly, abundantly, above what you can think or imagine. So I pray for somebody here. Beyond your widest imagination, heaven will surprise you this month. In the mighty name of Jesus, this month of November, God will surprise you. 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 You will never, never going to be put to shame. In the mighty name of Jesus. This is all he says. Come and surprise me. Come and surprise me. For wonderful is your name, O Lord. Come and surprise me. Sing it one more time. Come and surprise me. Hey. Come and surprise me. For wonderful is your name, O Lord. Come and surprise. Are you ready to pray? Lift up your voice and pray this all loud and clear. Say, every door that the enemy has shut this year, that need to make me better than what I am at the moment. Beloved, there is a particular door that needs to open. Once that door opens, people will congratulate you. I want you to shout the prayer loud and clear. Say, every good door that need to open for me to be celebrated before the end of this month. Open my fire. Lazatana ma 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 ma. Resortable, backable. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself, help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, aha. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. The door that needs to open for people to say congratulations in this month, oh Lord. Oh, yeah, let the door open. It must be open. It must be open. It must be open. Open the door, Lord. Oh, Lord, I see that one, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the door of babies, the door of marriage, the door of good job, the door of promotion. Oh, Lord, oh, by the mercy of God, open them tonight. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, open, 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 open. In the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. We are praying. You are going to pray number two like this. Huh? In the name of, we are going to say, say whatever my heavenly Father has not planted. Beloved, in Matthew chapter 15 verse 13, the Bible says, every tree that my heavenly Father has not planted, he didn't say they will cut it to, it shall be rooted out. My grandmother said, oh my job, that means they will uproot you from the beginning. You are, I decree to that. Every evil tree that is growing with you, that is growing with your age, if you ever disturbed, it shall be rooted out tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to turn it to prayer. I don't know the tree. Some people, beloved, you agree with me. It was God that planted your eyes. It was God that planted your nose. God planted every good part of your body. And he said in Genesis chapter 1 verse 31, he said everything that God created was perfectly good. But it wasn't God that planted that delay in your life. It wasn't God that planted that sickness in your life. No wonder the disciples asked Jesus, he said, Jesus, we did not plant good things here. He said, truly, we planted good seed, but what you can see, the way the enemy has done this. I decree to your life, any power that has deposited evil in your life, if your heaven is loud, that power shall die in the name of Jesus. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. In Jesus' name, we are praying. So we are going to turn it to prayer. Say, whatever the Lord has not planted in my life, that is growing day and night, be rooted down by fire. Pray, 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 pray. Open your mouth and mention it. Anything. Hey. That thing that is your life. It wasn't God that planted it. That disgrace. It wasn't God that planted it. That begging for food. It wasn't God that planted it. But God planted good things. Everything that the Lord has not planted out in your life, be rooted down now in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus. My children will pray. Pray this prayer. That is a sister that needs prayer. Say, every evil finger that is diverting my blessings, wither my fire, wither. Command the finger to wither. Every finger that is diverting your blessing, they say is there, go to that place. They say is this place, they are diverting your breakthrough, they are diverting your testimony. Open your mouth and pray, they shall be wasted, 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 in the name of Jesus, they shall be wasted, in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified, in Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for every parent here. Ha! Lord, your mind is supposed to. Ha ha! Yekemosh, my rooster can tell them what to do. I stand as a prophet to decree to everyone's life. Ha! The power that wants your children to be escaped in the camp of the enemy in this year 2020. If your heaven is loud, they shall be wasted tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, they shall be wasted. 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 In Jesus' name, we pray. So you are going to pray this one for yourself. Say this one with passion in your bone. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I decree and I declare, before this year runs out, unexpected favor. You know, I told you it's divine surprise. Divine surprise. 30th for Kosirala. You told us a story years ago. Many of you have heard the story. He said there was a guy who was so frustrated. He has no job. That is the best surprise. He has no job. And he had a good degree. And he decided to go and work in a factory. Come on, factory. Come on. He was so knowledgeable as a chemical engineer. But he could not get a job that commensurate to his profession and his degree. So he was descended so low. Sometimes we need to go low to grab to get to where we're going to get to. So that boy, he was working as a casual worker in a factory that they produce chemicals. That's what they call, I'm trying to explain what it's called, divine surprise. And lo and behold, one day, the white man that owns the company came from abroad and he landed in Nigeria. And he went to the managing director. He said, director, how are you? You unexpectedly, he didn't even plan the visit, just arrived to see what was going on in the factory. So he was going around with the managing director. There's a supervisor before the casual worker. So the director was going with the white man and the three of them were going on together. And they got to a place. They saw a kind of chemical leakage and they now asked the manager. He said, manager, what kind of reaction do you think is going on here? Manager said, it's just leaking. No idea, sir. Ah. Supervisor, what kind of reaction is going on here? He said, when my boss does not do it, how would I? No idea, sir. Then that found the casual worker. He said, well, if two of them don't know it, I'm sure this one will not know it. Casual worker, what do you think is going on here? He said, sir, this is an equilibrium reaction that leads to the chemical thing. We have to describe all the chemical thing. The manager, the white man said, what? You understand it? Okay. They kept going. In the same factory, they got to another place. It's okay. This one is even simpler. The white man asked the man, he said, look at, manager, what's going on here? Okay, no idea, sir. Okay, you, supervisor, what's going on here? No idea, sir. Then I said, this one, I said, it's an exothermic reaction going on between this and that. Hey! He said, three of you, meet me in the office. Meet me in the office. And he got to the office. He said, from today, although the casual worker, he came from one room to work that day, divine surprise. He said, listen to me. From today, because two of you don't even understand the end of affairs of this place, I demote you to for manager and supervisor, and I move this boy that came as a casual worker into and he became a manager. He said, "Don't from that day, okay, you this boy, you are going on with an official car, you are living in the staff quarters. This is now your new salary. I pray for somebody here in this month of November. God will surprise you in the name of Jesus." The guy went to work as a casual worker. He landed back home as a managing director. That is what God can do. He said, when I open a door, nobody can shut it. When I shut the door, nobody can open it. I stand as an oracle of the Most High God to decree to somebody's life. In this month of November, unexpected favor, unexpected blessing, unexpected miracle. If your amen is loud, receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to turn it to prayer. It's a prayer. You see, what I'm sure I don't know much about the man. The man must have prayed some dangerous acidic prayer that you are praying tonight. That Father, as a chemical engineer, I cannot remain like this. You must do something about it. Lift up your voice loud and clear. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. In this month of November, remember me for good in the name of Jesus. Oh, put your mouth and pray that prayer myself. Oh, do I remember me? Oh, do I remember me? I remember me. I cannot continue like this. I need you to remember my family. Oh, do I dash out of it? Come and surprise me. Oh, hey, come and surprise me. You're wonderful. It's your name, oh Lord. Oh, do I come and surprise you? Pray. In the name of Jesus, God is in the business of doing what no man can do in your life. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, please this month, open your mouth and pray. Remember my family. Remember my children. Remember my wife. Remember me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, remember me and surprise me this month. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are going to run over this one. So we are going to pray the next prayer point like this. Say this one loud and clear. There is a particular person here. A door is due to open, but there are many adversaries. He said, a great and effectual door is open unto you, but there are many adversaries. You are going to pray. Say, any good door that is built to open in my life for me to be congratulated. Open my fire. Lazata la 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 requisite. Marunza tenebroso to ego. Open your mother, open, 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 open. Aha! Open your mother, open, open. In the name of Jesus, open my fire tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Aha! In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. We are going to pray this one. This one is a powerful prayer point for everybody. Shout this one loud and clear. Say Holy Ghost fire. Say Holy Ghost fire. Say Holy Ghost fire. Envy my life with divine favor. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, envelope my life. Oh, envelope my life. Envelope my life with divine favor. My life must carry favor. My name must carry favor in the mighty name of Jesus. My destiny must carry favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, open my life into the Holy Ghost fire. Envelope my life with favor in the mighty name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. We pray. You are going to pray. Say this one loud and clear. Say powers that are vowed that I will end this year in shame. Hey, that is everybody that needs to pray that prayer. Say powers that are vowed that I will end this year in shame. You are a liar. Open your mouth and pray, pray, pray. Every power that say I will end this year in shame. Open your mouth and pray them in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, pray. Aha! That is it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, pray. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. I pray for somebody here. Power that is waiting at the edge of your breakthrough in order to turn you back. If your amen is loud, that power shall be put to shame. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. I cover you all with the blood of Jesus. I declare, no terminal disease will locate you and your family. In the name of Jesus, any power that has entered to any covenant in order to destroy your life, if your amen is loud, they shall destroy themselves. In the mighty name of Jesus, tell somebody here, you are passing through something that you seem not to have solution. But I am having the confidence in the Lord that today, in the name of Jesus, everyone is about to surprise you. Miraculously will surprise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. As you all know, this commandment will take a little bit, about 15 minutes. Verse 11 will finish up by the grace of God. Open your Bible with me. I want to explain things about divine surprise. Divine surprise. Then we pray the last set of prayer point. Thank you, Jesus. Divine surprise. Open your Bible quickly to Psalm 126. I want to see what is even called surprise. Psalm 126. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for somebody here. This month, the Lord will give you a better story to tell. In the name of Jesus, every bitter story of your life has ended now. In the mighty name of Jesus. My month of divine surprise. Praise the name of the Lord. Listen, in Psalm 126, verse 1, the Bible says, when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. That means when the situation turned around for good, it was like a dream. It was like a surprise. That can somebody who came to work as a casual worker go on to with an official car, with a driver, with an house that he did not plan for. This month of November, things will turn around for good for you in the name of Jesus. when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like doves that dream. It was like a dream. Is that somebody that had been waiting on the Lord for years for believing for children, and lo and behold, the wife suddenly fell sick. First month she was sick. Second month she was sick. And now I do go, oh, don't let us, we've been married for a couple of years now. Don't let us go and do any test, daddy. Third month the sickness, because she's now all this money sick. Then I went to go and check. Somebody that people have tagged to be a barren woman. And when they got to the hospital, they said, sorry, you are carrying three children. I am praying for somebody here. In the name that is above any other name, your story will shock your enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those that had them. The testimony of somebody, so the person might be on the line tonight, to the glory of God. They are almost getting to the point of selling things to survive in the house. Can this situation change? I say, well, left to me, I know that I serve a God who is called the God of possibility. In Luke chapter 1 verse 37, the Bible says, for with God all things are possible. As long as you carry God along, I can promise you the situation will change. But by the time the situation changed, the person busted to tears. I said, sir, this was exactly what you said. I am not even the level I am. I'm scared of the level of blessing that the God is blessing us. I decree today, in the name of Jesus, no matter your situation, no matter the level you are, God will change your story this month in the name of Jesus. So when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those that dream. And what happened? Then our mouth was filled with laughter. There is somebody listening to me tonight, to the voice of God through me, not just me. In the name of Jesus, before 30th of November, your mouth will be filled with laughter. In the mighty name of Jesus. And they say, our tongue will sing it. Then they will say among the nation, the Lord has, look at what, I love this one. If you look at the third one, they say, then they, who are the they? They are the people that have been mocking you before. They are the people that said nothing good can come out of you. And they said, they said among the nations, among themselves, that the Lord has done great things for them. I decree by the mandate of heaven, all those who have looked at you before and they are shaking their head, that oh my show, I decree in the name of Jesus, they will witness your celebration. In the mighty name of Jesus, he said, then with our mouth will be filled with laughter. Then our song, what? You know, then we say about the nation, the Lord has done great things. Not one thing. No, he said great things. Great things he has done. Greater things he will do unto the Lord. Be that glory, great things he has. This month of November, there is somebody that will say, love them wherever you are. God will do great things in your life in the name of Jesus. Then number three, then the Lord has done great for us and they say we are glad. That is what they call divine surprise. In Mark chapter 7, look at this story very well. Then they brought into him, that's to Jesus, one who was deaf and had impediment in his speech. He could not speak. And they begged him to put his hand on him. They begged him, Jesus, just put your hand upon this deaf and dumb boy. And lo and behold, then he took him aside. Look at that. He brought him aside. There are some times that God has to take you out of the multitude. He brought him aside and put his fingers upon him. Beloved, I keep wondering, why can't Jesus touch him in the midst of the people? There are some people, their destiny abutters. There are some people, you need to move clearly from them so that your destiny can be fulfilled. He took the man aside from the multitude. The multitude are there to disturb the man, to prevent the miracle from happening. And he put his fingers upon his head and he spat upon him and touched his tongue. What happened in that? And then looking up to heaven, he believed in the Lord. He relied upon the Lord. He looked up to heaven. He sighed and said unto him, Ephata, which means be open. I decree to somebody's eye, the door of greater job, greater contract, greater opportunity, Ephata tonight in the name of Jesus, it shall be open unto you. It shall be open unto you. It shall be open unto you in the name of Jesus. He said, Ephata, which means be open up. I decree. There is somebody hearing me tonight. There is a great door that will open before this year runs out. Don't forget God when the door opens. In the name of Jesus, that great door shall be opened unto you in the name of Jesus. And immediately, not tomorrow, not next week, his ears was open. And the impediments on his tongue were loosed. And the man who was deaf and dumb well spoke plainly. That what happened. This is arm. Then he commanded them that they should not tell no one about the commandment, about what? About it. He commanded them, though the more they widely they proclaim it, they said, don't tell anybody, but the more he commanded them, the more they say it. You need to share the gospel of Christ. You need to share the testimony of God. He told them, please, he doesn't want trouble. Don't say much things at all. But he said, the more he commanded them not to say it, the more they widely spread it. But that's not where we are going. We are looking at the word surprise. And in verse 37, and they were astonished. The word astonished there, they were surprised. It means, what kind of a person is this? They were astonished beyond measure. Over your family, the miracle that will locate you this month, people shall be astonished beyond measure in the mighty name of Jesus. And I said among themselves, those are the day. And he has done all things well. He made both the deaf, to hear, and even the mute to speak. That is the word astonished there. Talks about divine surprise. Let's look at another story. In Matthew chapter 9, the domain thing Jesus did, as they went out, behold, they brought to Jesus a man who is old enough to get married, a man who is old enough to rule a country, a man. But the man was mute, number one, he could not talk. Number two, was demon possessed. Can you imagine that? How can I decree any power that has fired arrow of insanity into any family here? If your amen is loud, that arrow shall go back to sender tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And they went out and behold, they brought to him a man, mute, he could not speak, and demon possessed. Look at what happened. And when the demon was cast out, the mute spoke, and the multitude marveled. The word marveled means they were surprised, they were shocked. That what kind of, is he saying, it was never seen like this in the land of Israel. I am praying for you today. The miracle, there's a miracle. He said, eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. It has not entered the imagination of any man what the Lord has prepared for those that love him. I decree to your life, in the name that is above every name, this month of November, God will surprise you. He will shock your enemies in the name of Jesus. The question now is, who need this divine surprise? Number one, those who are, when unbelievers are asking you that where is your God? You need this surprise. They know that you are praying. They know you go to the church. They know, but there's some things missing in your life. You need divine surprise. The unbelievers that don't serve God, they say, where is your God? Then you need to cry to God. God, this month, you must surprise me. Thank God, 17 days fasting and prayer is going on. So key to it. I said, Father, people are asking me questions that I cannot answer. They are giving me a question, even though a mathematician cannot solve it. I pray. In the name of Jesus, this month God will surprise you. In the name of Jesus, who needs this divine surprise? Number two. Apart from the fact that the unbelievers are asking you for where is your God, now the second person that did it is someone when the battle that you are facing is beyond what you can explain. The battle you are facing is beyond what you can explain. Then you need to go, we need to cry to God that, Father, you must surprise me this month. That was what Jacob said in Genesis 32. He said, I will not let you go until you do something about my case. That is the kind of prayer that I want us to pray tonight. Who need this surprise? When smile and laughter have become very scarce in your mouth. You want to smile, but there's nothing to smile about. You know, family. Just lost job. Husband disappear. Wife gone away. That means you need God to just step into the case and surprise you. But when the surprise comes like this, listen to me. The friends of Job in Job chapter 3, the friends of Job told Job, he said, Job, you better curse God and just, you want to curse God and die. The friend also told him, you better denounce God and just go. But Job stood by faith that although I know my Redeemer liveth, and he will stand for me on the later days. And lo and behold, in Job chapter 42 verse 10, the Bible says God turned again the captivity of Job when he still prayed for that same friend. The same friend. Those who told him to curse God, just go and die. You know, he's like a bastard. He prayed for them. And when he prayed for them, God turned his story around. And the Bible says all his friends and his acquaintance, they came together, they ate on those things. Why? Because there is a turnaround. I am praying for you tonight. In the name that is above another name, everyone that has looked at your case and they are shaking your head, I decree today, they will dance for joy for you very soon. In the mighty name of Jesus. Number four, who did this divine surprise? When you notice that your Lazarus, the Lazarus of your destiny has been buried. In John chapter 11, the Bible makes us understand that Lazarus was buried. John 11, 43, 44. He was buried. Jesus got there and he rose him up. But in John chapter 12, in the first seven chapter, the Bible says Lazarus, who was dead, was eating on the same table with Jesus Christ. You know what that means? The enemy knew that he would eat with Jesus in chapter 12. That's why they killed him in chapter 11. I decree, in the name that is above everything, your Lazarus shall rise again. In the mighty name of Jesus, who need this prayer tonight is when you notice that there are disappointments all around your life. Who need this prayer? Crying, things seems not to be changing. You need to cry to God of surprise. To Father, surprise me. In the name of Jesus. Who need this prayer? When nothing seems to be working, you try this, it's not working. You try that, it's not working. You need to pray. You need to thank God and say, Father, you must change my story. Who need this prayer? When you know that God needs to show forth in your family. You need to, but there's a clause there. The clause is that this month, listen very carefully, you must go deeper in the Lord to enjoy divine surprise. Let me go to Psalm 42. Do I have my time? Just teach some slide. In Psalm 42 verse 7, the Bible says, deep calls into deep at the noise of waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. So you must go deeper in everything you do this month for you to enjoy and experience the divine surprise. So if you can't go deeper, then you might not be able to enjoy how deep, how powerful God can surprise you. Where do you want to go? No, this month, listen very carefully. You must go deeper in studying the word of God. The Bible says, your word have hidden in my heart so that I will not sin against you. So, this one, don't just say, God, surprise me. Father, he doesn't say, well, you need to connect to the throne of grace to his word. It's a shame for a believer to wake up in the morning and not even open his mouth to say, thank you, Jesus. Or read the scripture and you call yourself a believer. He says, you need to go deeper. If you understand, if everybody, you always tell us that, every man a corporate prophet. If everybody can go down deep into the word of God, there will be less issue of deliverance. But the point is that we are all shallow Christians. The Lord will deliver. So this month, if you really want to enjoy the benefit of going divine surprise, you must go deeper. Study the word. Make sure the word is sunk in your heart. The Bible says your word have indeed in hide the word of God in your heart. Meditate upon it day and night. If you go deeper in the word, I can see God move in your life in Jesus' name. Number two, I only say something clearly. God is not a microwave. He's a miracle worker. Some of us wants a microwave miracle. Father, Holy Ghost, do something. Holy Ghost. Yes. His name is creditworthy. But can you sustain the miracle when you have it? You can sustain it. Because the only sustainability of the miracle is the deeper you are in the word of God. Because let me tell you one thing. Somebody, you might pray that prayer now, and it's very solid prayer, and God will say amen to the prayer. If you are not deep in the Lord, you might step out of the prayer session and somebody will get you angry. When they get you angry and you get upset, you have lost everything about the prayer. Because that's what, but if you are deeper in the world, you will know that you buy me just that. Let me go my own way. That is, you must go deep in the word of God. Number two, you must go deeper in prayers. Thank God for our father, Lord Dr. Dike Olukoya, who has been blessing us ever since the last lockdown. And even look at the annual 17 days fasting on prayer. Everybody must just pray. Something must happen. You must go deeper in your prayers. Number two, you must go deeper in your faith. You cannot be praying and say, I have faith. He said, if your faith can be as small as a mustard seed, small, tiny seed like this, you will move mountain. I always give this example. If you have solid faith in the Lord, you will move mountain. Those of you who know Nigeria very well, there's a place called Abeokuta. That's where I went to my university. I know that there are a lot of rocks here, rocks. A pastor woke up one day and he was preaching. God led to him to preach on faith that moves mountain. Faith that moves mountain. And the Holy Spirit now asked him. You know, it was that question. He said, Holy Spirit, there's one big mountain behind my house. He's been there for maybe 1860 something. Yeah, I've been there for a lot of ages ago. If you say I have faith, can I move this mountain? He said, if you have faith, just move it now. He said, Father, within the next 10 days, let this mountain be removed. He just said it, and he went to go and preach. He came back from church, Monday nothing happened, Tuesday nothing happened. By Wednesday, they brought bulldozer to that place. They said the government wanted to build something there, so they had to remove the mountain. That is how the faith that you can have. Go deeper. You cannot have, you don't waver your faith. Be deep in your faith. But you know that even if you are facing persecution like this, I know my tomorrow will be great. That is going deeper in the faith. So you must go deeper in faith. Number four, you must go deeper in praising the Lord. In your car, be praise worship. Be singing praise worship. In your home, be singing and praising God. You will see that God of surprise must surely come down. He say he habits the praises of his people. He lives there in the praises. Let praising be your heart. And you will see that you will end this year better than you really started. Number five, you must go deeper and becoming a positive example. Let people see God in you. People don't read Bible anymore. They read people with that we call ourselves believers. They want to see your reaction in things. Go deeper so that your life, your character can evangelize to somebody else. You must go deeper in that. Number six, you must go deeper in your sacrificial giving. You must go deeper in it if you really want to connect to the throne of grace. And lastly, you must go deeper in servicing the Lord and soul winning. Part of evangelism. And as you do that, the Lord can now surprise you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Say thank you, Jesus. Now we are about to pray the prayer of surprise now. We are rallying up very soon now. This is the command demon service. We are going to lift up a voice. Say thank you, Jesus. But if you are here tonight, you have not surrendered your life to Christ. All this deep, deep, deep. You cannot go deep. You are going to remain shallow if you have not surrendered your life to Christ. So the time is just now. Just say this one after me. Put your hand in your chest if you believe that God, I've lived a life of sin before, but I want to change. I need you to surprise me. I cannot just continue like this. Put your hand in your chest and pray that prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you tonight as I am. I'm not claiming to be righteous because I've disappointed myself. Not tonight, Lord. Please help me. Forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me with your blood. Wash me clean and make me whole. And let my life never remain the same. As from today, I declare you as my Lord and my personal Savior. Thank you, O Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name we pray. If you just pray that prayer, please don't forget to join us in Bible study every Monday, 6 o'clock in UK time. 6 o'clock, we do Bible study. That's where you can build in the world and go deeper in the world of God. Every Monday, in the same platform like this, we do Bible studies. You join it, and once you do, you will learn one thing or the other. And we are all working towards perfection. Nobody is perfect. We are working to be like Jesus. So you need to learn more every Monday, 6 p.m. UK time. You connect to this same platform, and you will hear the word from the throne of grace, and your life will never remain the same. Lift up your voice and say, thank you, Jesus. So the prayer point tonight, if you are ready for surprise, I don't know the area of your life that you need God to surprise you. This is the opportunity that you have. Lift up your voice and lift up your hand to the Lord. And shout this all out clear. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. In this month of November, surprise me and my family in the day. Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Yes. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Yes. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, surprise me. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, surprise me. In the name of Jesus, oh. Aha! Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, before the end of this month, oh Lord, my Father, let my name be added to those who will celebrate this month. In the mighty name of Jesus, before the end of this month, Father, let my name be added to those who will celebrate in this month of November. In the name of Jesus, this month, oh Lord, let it be my month. In the name of Jesus, I will not end this year in shame. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Lastly, we are going to pray like this. Say, my Father. Whatever you need to do in my life, that people will see you in me. Oluwa, do it, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oluwa, surprise me. Father, surprise me, surprise me. Father, surprise me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, surprise me, Lord, in this month, oh Lord. Father, surprise me. Father, surprise me, in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now, before I pray for everybody, I want you to ask God, which area particularly do you want God to surprise you this month? This is the third day has gone already. We have 27 days more in this month. So you want to tell God, Father, in this aspect, I need you to surprise me. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord. Father, Lord, I cannot remain like this. You must do something in my life. Father, surprise me, Lord. Tell God in the area that you want God to show yourself. Oluwa, show yourself in your life. In the name of Jesus. Father, show yourself. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, help yourself. Help yourself tonight. Father, help yourself tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. I pray for somebody here. The Lord will surprise you. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will help you. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will stand by you. In the name of Jesus. This month, help will come from above. In the mighty name of Jesus. This month, God will wipe away your tears. In the name of Jesus. That you have asked for tonight. Heaven will surprise you. You shall be surprised. In the name of Jesus. You are believing God for one job, but several doors of job, great opportunity, is about to open to somebody this month. In the name of Jesus. The name of the Lord shall be glorified. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Quickly, I want to place as an announcement. And I think I should share it now. Before I post it on the group for everyone to see. Somebody sent a video to me tonight about child abduction. That is an action that they forcefully they put a male adult. I saw the guy, he was about 27, 28 years old. He was pinning a small girl of about 11 or 12 years on the wall in a quiet area. In this United Kingdom. Please, I beg you in the name of Jesus, you know, this time around, you get back on time. Monitor your children and make sure you continue praying for them. Although, at the end of the day, thank God for a lady that was around in that place. She was videoing the thing until the guy ran away. That was what I saw. But please, every parent should pray for their children and warn them at home that if there's any stranger talking to them on the way, make sure that you run and don't stay. The man that I saw in the video tonight was about 27, 28, 30 years old, and he was molested about 12, 30, on the world in a quiet, I'm sure in the when they got the girl from that boy, when the girl ran away, the girl was crying, I don't know him. I'm sure some of you will have seen the video. But please, it's an indicator that we need to keep telling our children, don't stand to talk to strangers. If the man was pinning the girl, onto the wall, I pray our children will never be a victim of that evil thing in the name of Jesus. And any power that wants to perpetrate that act in this nation all over the world, God will frustrate their plans in the mighty name of Jesus. So please let us be very, very careful. I will put the video just about 1 minute. I don't like putting it on the video, but I think we should put it for our parents to understand it. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. I cover you all with the blood of Jesus. It is well with you. Our children will never be victim in the name of Jesus. They will always be a blessing and not a curse in the mighty name of Jesus. In their schools, even in this lockdown coming up now, the Lord will preserve our families in the mighty name of Jesus. This month you shall be highly surprised. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, in your closet, continue praying for this prayer line that the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit? Be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of
our lives, and we shall reign the eyes of the Lord forever.
Amen. 7 thunders. Hallelujah. I want to go.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.